The clock showed 24 seconds left in the fourth quarter, and the Broncos had to make a choice. But let's rewind and show you how it got to that point. Excitement was in the air at Invesco Field at Mile High for the home opener, and the Broncos had an honorary captain right out on the field with them, Mr. Rod Smith. And it could not have started any better for the Broncos, jumping out to a 21-3 lead by the second quarter, thanks in part to two touchdowns from Tony Scheffler. Eventually, by halftime, the Broncos had a comfortable lead at 31-17, and it was quite the half for the offense, putting up 329 total yards. But the Chargers did not go away quietly in the second half, thanks to Darren Sproles, who went off for San Diego, finishing with 317 all-purpose yards. 66 of those coming off this pass for a touchdown that gave the Chargers a 38-31 lead late in the fourth quarter, leaving Broncos fans stunned as they watched leads of 21-3 and 31-17 disappear. But that is when Jay Cutler and the offense went on a final drive that many in Denver will remember for quite some time. Down 7, fourth down from the Charger 4-yard line, and rookie Eddie Royal delivered, making it a 38-37 game with 24 seconds left. And as we said earlier, the Broncos made a choice, go for the win. With everyone standing in the stadium, they witnessed Cutler to Royal again, and with that, the Broncos secured a dramatic 39-38 win, moving them to 2-0 on the season.
And, you know, in the National Football League, you know, you never know how the first half's going to go, the second half. You don't know if the game's going to be 10-9, 14-13, or 39-38. But to come back the way we did, fight the way we did, with a little adversity there in the third quarter was very proud of them.
You know, I mean, the NFL's funny. You know, you get up 31 to whatever it was, and, you know, you think another score, a touchdown and a field goal, something is going to put them away. But, you know, that's why they're a good team. That's why they're one of the elite teams in the NFL, because they don't let up. They keep fighting. You know, it's funny. We were higher than anything in the first half. You know, the third quarter we were down. We got back up again in the pick. We were down again. It's a crazy game.
The decision to go for two was a risky call, but it was a gut feeling from the head coach.
It's kind of, you got a gut sometimes. You go with your gut. I just felt like it was a chance for us to put it away. I didn't want to count on the coin flip. I wanted to do it then, and obviously it worked out. I was definitely going to, you know, I thought about it back and forth. If we scored with 140, and then in my mind when it went down to inside the, you know, 20 seconds, I just had a gut to go for it, and I'm glad it worked out.
You know, it's one of those calls. Do you or don't you? Do you want to go to overtime? And I like the call. You know, we hadn't really been stopped, and we kind of stopped ourselves with the pick and stuff. So I liked it.
No, I'm a gambler, you know, but I'm going for one right there. I never thought about going for two. That was unbelievable.
And with number 6 at the helm, the Broncos knew all along they could trust their captain, who led them down the field for a game-tying score and eventually tossing the game winner.
One thing I like about Jay is if he throws 100 interceptions, it's not going to get to him. You know, we believe in him, and we know what he's capable of doing. And he just came to the sideline, and he kept his poise, and we all fed off of him. You know, usually you have guys that come to the sideline after doing something bad and put their head down and, you know, give up. But he came back in and showed everybody in the National Football League what he's capable of doing.
That's Jay. I mean, you know, he's our leader, and he's got steel nerves, and he's a great player, great quarterback to play under. I mean, we have all the confidence in the world in him, and he goes out there and makes plays. You know, he throws that interception on the one, and it doesn't faze him. If you look at his face, he's going to find a way to get us back in the end zone, and he did.
Finally, it may have gone overlooked by all the drama, but Brandon Marshall wasted no time in his first game back, hauling in a franchise record 18 receptions.
Like I told you guys when I first got back from my suspension, that, you know, my goals are still the same. I haven't changed them, and all of my goals is to break all the records. And, you know, I believe the record is 21-22, so I was close. But, you know, I'm out there playing for the win, and it was really personal this game because of San Diego Chargers. And I'm just happy that we got this win as a team.
I have no idea how many catches he had. How many did he have? 18? Not bad for your first game back. Yeah.
Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.